We're going to start off talking about contract oversight, acquisition oversight by agency inspectors general, the Government Accountability Office, Congress. Well, it's muted a lot of innovation by contracting officers. A new survey by the Professional Services Council and Grant Thornton finds that most respondents believe oversight is more focused on reporting and not on fixing problems. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on what contracting officers are saying about this and other challenges that they face, and he joins us now live. Hi, Jason. We've seen an increase in oversights, IGs, lawmakers, GAO over the last 5 years or so. So why is this an issue that's coming up now?
I think there's a couple of reasons why the issue has risen to the top now. First of all, like everything else, it takes time for agencies really to begin feeling that impact of oversight. So it has to get ramped up, IGs have to focus on it more, and then now it's really where it's starting to impact the job, the everyday job. And I think that's what the survey shows, is that this impact of this oversight, this idea of, okay, if I do something wrong, am I going to be called on it? Or even if I make a mistake, whether it's wrong or right, whether you mean to do it.
You can't risk making a trying something new because you'll be taken to task for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And now I think that's what's being felt. I think that's why the survey is shows that this is a bigger issue now than ever before. Lou Crenshaw is a principal with Grant Thornton and a retired vice admiral for the Navy.
This is a very difficult process, and it's a complex balance between the desire to be transparent and the desire to have outcomes. And those two are not necessarily mutually exclusive, but they certainly are in conflict with one another. A couple of examples. A lot of the people thought that there were too much focus on compliance and after-the-fact things, a lot of IGs, a lot of inspectors coming in after the fact, and not enough focus on upfront piece and on the outcomes. A lot of investments were put into the oversight responsibilities, but there weren't the corresponding plus-ups in the actual management responsibilities down there where it was felt that those dollars would be well spent as well. So as you get this focus on compliance, there's less and less focus on what the actual outputs were and just did you meet the letter of the law.
Now, 86% of the respondents say funding for IGs and oversight has increased, and at the same time, funding for administering contracts has not gone up. I think that's the key there. While all the IGs and other people in the oversight community have received more funding to look at more contracts, the funding around the other piece of that, the front end, has not. Now, in turn, respondents say the volume of rules is crushing. Employees are weighing risk to themselves personally. As you said, Chris, if I take a risk and I get nailed, am I going to get any top cover? Is anyone going to say, you know what, they did something that was out of the box, I support that, they made a mistake, not the end of the world? And then all that leads to no time for innovation because there's no time for judgment. And then there's no support behind the contracting officers because they're always leading the effort. So as you can see, I think there's a lot of angst among contracting officers interviewed for this survey. They don't want to be wrong. And this has a snowball effect throughout the entire acquisition process. Now, real quick, I just want to give a little bit of background about this survey. This is the fifth time PSC and Grant Thornton conducted it. They interviewed 33 federal officials from civilian, Homeland Security, DOD, as well as Capitol Hill on really the status, the environment of contracting in the government. They spent about an hour with each person over a four-month period, and we'll have a link to the report online, but you can see this is an in-depth conversation about what the state of contracting is.
And it sounds like this is really a deep dive rather than just a survey out there, what do you think, where people spend 5 minutes filling it out.
Absolutely. It's not like fill out these 10 questions and move on. Yeah. I mean, they did interviews and they did, you know, give us what you think. They said they had thousands of pages of notes.
Wow. Now, we've talked about this before, but the Obama administration spent a lot of time on all sorts of fixes to the acquisition process. Is this part of the problem or is this part of the answer?
I'd say a little bit of both. The survey definitely credits OMB for trying to take measured steps to fix certain parts of the acquisition system. But they also blame OMB because they haven't done enough around perception issues. Alan Chavakian is the Executive Vice President of the Professional Services Council.
Over two-thirds of the survey participants didn't believe that some of the present OMB guidance was clear and actionable. And even if it was, almost 80% said that they lacked the resources to fully implement it. And so here again, part of it is resources for certain, part of it is communications in a different context, and part, as Lou said, the perception that some of the policy pronouncements are trying to adopt a one-size-fits-all or clear political policy direction when at the front line the goal is mission implementation, getting the job done, not trying to check the box on particular political proclamations.
Now, Stan Soloway is the Professional Services Council president. He adds that the policy is really not that radically different from what's in the federal acquisition regulations. But again, it goes back to that perception is causing the problem. He uses one example, for instance, around time and materials contracting, where it says you must justify the use of time and materials contracting. OFPP, the White House, says this is a risky type of contract and they want to reduce it. So Soloway says, well, one DOD official he's talked to spent 5 pages justifying the use of a time and materials contract, and then he still got pushback from that.
Wow.
And that's just one kind of a little anecdote that he brings up. Soloway says another area that was on the opposite side of that, Soloway says a huge area that was not a problem was in the Recovery Act. He said policy and resources were plentiful, and that combined for success.
We correlate that to other elements of acquisition, which is a lot of folks who are in the acquisition business, being in the private sector or public sector. Most of the reports from GAO, the Special Inspectors General for Iraq and Afghanistan and others, continually point to upfront planning, resourcing, and capabilities as the number one key to acquisition outcome success. And what we see in this survey is an example of where those resources were made available in many cases under the stimulus. And, in fact, we got relatively good outcomes from the perspective of well-done acquisitions, well-managed, and as was recently reported by the Inspector General, very, very few cases of fraud or abuse. In fact, very little fraud or abuse. What happened in many agencies, anecdotally we know, is as the stimulus requirements came down, resources were shifted to manage those requirements because of both their size and their visibility.
Syndrome, where agencies took the best people, put them on the Recovery Act work because of the high profile it is. But then again, you got to remember, they also got front-end resources and back-end attention, and that is why, as part of the reason why, these were much more successful and had a lot less waste, fraud, and abuse than you see typically in contracting.
Now, I imagine they talked about a whole host of issues. What are some of the other top issues that acquisition workers, what are they angsty about? I imagine there are a bunch of them, right?
Oh, there's always a bunch. And obviously, acquisition workforce is at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Insourcing and inherently governmental functions is another big one. And actually, bid protests and conflict of interest issues was probably one of the most biggest areas where people had some problems, had some concerns about. Soloway says bid protests and conflict of issues, there's a lot of concern because protests are increasing and agencies are really almost shutting down the debriefing process.
Hmm.
So when a vendor loses a bid, he asks for a debriefing. Why did I lose? What did I do wrong? And now that's happening, so when we say shutting down, I don't mean to say it's not happening, but it's the information that's being presented or provided by the agency, that's where the limited discussion's happening. In fact, Grant Thornton's Crenshaw says he took part in a recent debriefing for his company, and the government official wouldn't tell him anything why they lost. He said something like, oh, it's a best value procurement. We thought like the other people provide the best value to the government. Well, can you tell me what I did wrong? Well, I don't want to get into that, was the government official's response. And Crenshaw, you know, has only been out of government for a couple years, you know, 4 years, he says, and he's just scratching his head going, so you don't want to help me get better. You don't want to tell me what I did wrong. And now I'm left, maybe I should just protest so I can learn what I did wrong.
Right. Well, and in fact, I think there's a lot of folks who are doing that because they don't get the information. It's the only way they can get the information they need.
Exactly. And in fact, Soloway says this is a common theme from his member companies. And he says the goal, as we were just talking about, the goal is for both government and industry to get better, but government officials are so concerned about saying the wrong thing that they're going to get protested. Now, Soloway says in the 1990s, the IRS, he uses this as an example, told their procurement officials to just tell vendors anything that they would get through the discovery phase if a lawsuit was filed.
Yeah.
Just give them everything. Now, Shavatkin, so that's something that they're really paying close attention to and really worried about. Shavatkin says there's also concern about the acquisition workers are not being trusted to handle conflict of interest issues. We're talking about organizational and personal conflict of interest. And this goes back to oversight. And there's actually a new proposed rule coming from DOD on organizational conflict of interest and personal conflict of interest that's due out in the next few months. And that may help shine some light. Soloway says it may also cause more confusion because it was a pretty densely written rule. So those are a couple of the issues. And then the acquisition workforce, there's still the short-term problem still exists. Longer term, there's more hope.